Welcome back, everybody, to episode 98 of Off the Field Podcast. I am Austin Kleschka.
I'm Oposito.
And I am Captain America.
Cap from softball. Joining us once again, not really as like an interview guest this time. You're just here to yap with us.
Nice.
We've done this before. Kershey yapped with us not too long ago.
We love yapping.
That is what a podcast generally is, just a bunch of yapping.
Just yap. Yeah.
Some people shouldn't even have mics. We should have mics, though. Don't tell us we shouldn't have mics.
We should.
And we're in 2025. We made it.
That's right. Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah, happy New Year. They let us move on to 2025. We didn't get left behind in 2024.
Nice.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Beautiful. All right. So let us know. What did you do on New Year's? Did you have a good one? Did you have a bad one? If you did, I'm sorry. But I don't even know what I'm doing tonight. Guys, plan. Oh, we're filming this on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got nothing cooking. I might go to family. Might just go for the ball drop and then leave. Legit, like within the 10 minutes.
Captain America.
Yeah, I don't have anything planned. Well, maybe tomorrow if this podcast is already going to be out.
But, yeah, so we can say it.
Yeah, if we do have our quote unquote annual breakfast.
Yeah, so this started last year, so it's not really annual yet. You kind of got to do two in a row.
Well, we got to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, so we had a big breakfast with all the homies last year, and they were wanting to do it again this year, but we're kind of trying to push responsibility and maturity, where if you really want to do it, remember. So the only people that I know that remember that we're doing this breakfast was Cap and Shortsy. And then we asked Mobo, are you going? He's like, breakfast.
It threw me off for a second.
And I was like, I told you. But I know we'll be there. So,
right? I'll try to wake up, but more than likely I'll be there.
We don't have to do it early. I hate waking up early.
Yeah, we could do it like at 1 in the afternoon.
Oh, perfect.
We got time to kill.
Brunch.
Ooh, I'll be there at lunch.
Even 11, 12, that's fine by me. Yeah. 10. Once we hit double digits, it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't hit me with 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. or anything like that.
You're up at the crack of dawn, aren't you?
Usually, yeah. Or I'm up all night.
Yeah, your work schedule kind of puts you into that, right?
Yeah, because I'm afraid if I sleep late, then I'll wake up at like 1 p.m. and I'll be like, oh, I forgot to go to work.
Anyways, let's ask everyone, what's your New Year's resolution? Leave it in the comments. We'll start with ours as well. Mine every year is to lose weight. I'm pretty bad at that. But I did go to the gym. I had gone the most ever in my life, probably this last year. It was over 100 times, probably like 103, maybe.
Is there no way you can check in, like how many times you've checked in?
There is.
Oh,
I know it's over 100. But
here, while you do that, my New Year's resolution clearly has not been to lose weight for quite a while. I just kind of gave up. I just love myself. Give a fuck what people think.
104, by the way.
My New Year's resolution, to be honest, is a little cheesy, but I do want to play music again. I want to make it a goal to buy my clarinet back, maybe get another instrument and try that.
A drummer man.
I mean, a drum pad would be cool. It's just, they're a little expensive.
Yeah, drum sets in general are freaking high in price.
That, and then can you imagine my room if I put a drum set in there?
No. I can't.
No. So I'll see how I manage, but for sure, I want to start making music again.
You good, sir?
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for the question, so I literally had to think of this on the fly.
See, so, that's why you're the last to answer. Yeah. We give you those, like, two minutes.
It trickles down. It goes, do, 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 and then you.
So, I kind of got a head start on this, but learn another language.
That's true. You've been practicing Japanese for quite some time.
That's right. For about...
Quick, Japanese sentence now.
Sorera wa Tanaka-san wa kakoi desu.
Did you say something about Masahiro Tanaka?
I heard kakoi desu.
I said it wrong. This is like so improper, but it's like I said, this Mr. Tanaka is cool. Des, and that ends the sentence.
So you kind of were talking about Masahiro Tanaka. You said Mr. Tanaka.
Is there another? Yeah, Masahiro, I guess, technically. Yeah. I don't know any other Mr. Tanakas.
So. Neither do I.
But yeah, I got a head start. I'm about 3 months early, and the plan is to go to Japan, hopefully. 2026 WBC, go to Japan for the first round, and just see baseball and learn a language.
Yeah. Awesome. I think the best way to do your New Year's resolutions is to do them before the new year, because then it already gets to be a habit and you carry it in. That's what I did with the gym this past year. I got my membership in November of 2023, and I went the most I've ever gone.
I was going to say, I was second that. I remember even on the podcast, you were like, hey, guys, I'm starting to like barely pick it up again. We'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. You made it the year.
104.
Not every single day, but you're at least in there.
No, more than I've ever done in like the past 10 years.
There you go, man.
Speaking of gyms, mine burned down.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, no, building, you guys don't understand.
The building is still standing.
Well, we live near him, but what the fuck?
Yeah, it's
what?
Still standing, but I went there on the 29th, and I was like, okay, we're going to get back into the groove of things. I haven't gone in probably a month and a half, and I pull up, and nobody's in the parking lot. The building lights are off, but the front door is wide open. And I'm like,
oh, what the hell?
What is going on? I was like, it's not New Year's Eve, so they shouldn't be closed. But where is everybody? This is one that is 24 hour. I've been going here all year. And I see two guys in the parking lot, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, oh, man, we're going to be closed for a while. There was a fire. And I was like, huh? So...
How big was it though?
I don't know, but I just pulled up and it was pitch black. No cars in the parking lot, which apparently everyone must have known, or everyone just gets turned away immediately. Like, you know, the parking lot that's right there.
Yeah,
there was like one car, two cars maybe.
Wow.
And so I was like, this isn't a good sign. And then yeah, he told me there was a fire. Don't know how. It didn't affect the outside. The outside looked fine. But I don't even know how bad it was inside. It's a huge gym, so I don't know if it got everything. I don't know if it just got the free weights, if it got the basketball court.
I wonder if you could see it from the other side of the parking lot, because you know how it wraps around?
Yeah.
Where, like, the other food spots are at?
Yeah.
I wonder if you could see it towards the back.
Yeah, I have no idea. But apparently something caught on fire, and it did a lot of damage.
So are you thinking about switching gyms now, or is there like another
one? I just went to another one last night.
Okay.
And I'm starting to learn that every 24 hour besides the one that I normally went to is better.
Oh, did you go to the one like near where we're at?
Yeah. Where you can go see movies in a triangular formation.
Oh, yeah. I was not thinking that one. I was thinking
neither. I wasn't thinking of that one either.
I was thinking of the one that was like over
there. No, screw that one. That one you have to get through a parking arm, and then you get your ticket validated. Like, what? To go to the gym?
Yeah.
So, no. But I went to this one, and, dude, they have a racquetball court.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I wish, because every homie that I had that had 24-hour doesn't have it anymore. And I was like, dude, I want to play racquetball, but I need an opponent. And... yeah, I don't know anybody that has a 24-hour pass anymore. They've all switched.
Just start pressing any randoms you see.
I went to the basketball court there, which, of course, looked better straight away. But then I was sitting to see if I could hop in next game. And I was like, is there no corner three? And I was looking at the sides. It's just the top of the key and the wings. And then they didn't have enough room to put the corner threes in, so it's just out of bounds.
Oh, what the hell?
So I was like, it's kind of whack.
Just a deformed court.
Yeah, so the court's small. But then off to the side, it's weird. There's like the main court, and then like diagonal to that, there's one single hoop where you can kind of like, I guess, warm up.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's kind of cool. But I am going to miss the one I typically went to because it's right there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that bad of a drive. The one to the triangular formation is only like... 10 minutes in the middle of the night, which is when I typically go.
Oh, yeah, you're hitting no traffic ever.
No, not at all. Not one bit. But I will say, the parking to get to it, I think there's only one entrance that takes you, because there's parking for that 24 hour. It's a big parking structure. And I first parked on floor 3, and I was like, I'll just take the elevator down to the 24. But then I saw on the floor map, there's 24 hour parking. And I was like, oh, well, let me just go to that. And yet I had to go out of it and then go back in to get to the ramp that takes you down to the 24-hour parking.
Oh, what the hell?
So that sounds like the whole time. Sorry,
my bad. The whole time at those valet.
No, the parking structure.
Like at least that section down. Like I didn't realize.
It was because it does. Because you know when you go in that way, there's the part that takes you up the ramp, and then there's that other part that it's rideshare or it says valet.
Yeah.
If you keep going, it goes all the way down to 24-hour fitness.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, neither did I until.
Sounds like a lot of unnecessary stuff.
Yeah. The way I normally go in, I don't think I can get to that ramp going in that way. I think I have to wrap the thing and then go in that way.
Inconvenient.
So that's a little annoying. It's a bit of a strange layout. It's kind of cool. Like you get to one area and then you're like, oh, there's a whole nother area over there. And then you get to that area and there's another area over there. And you're like, whoa, it just keeps going. But that's just one New Year's resolution, is to lose weight. Obviously, like I said, I completed it with the gym, but for me, it's willpower against food. That's the main part. I'd probably weigh like 70 pounds less if I had willpower. But instead, I maintain my weight because I went to the gym, but ate a lot of food.
So. I mean, that's pretty much everybody, like, after softball. Like, everyone's just tired, gassed. The minute we get to go eat, it's like, oh, dude, let me get three of those, two of these. Yeah. Let me get five of these for the table.
Facts. And another one that I have is embrace my new YouTube mindset. Going into 2025, I felt like I needed to change because just taking a step back and looking at the channel, something needed to be different. So we're going to try that. We'll see how long it lasts. And that's putting more effort into bigger ideas and quality content. So there's going to be a whole video of me just sitting down explaining this to everybody. So if you want to go watch that on my main channel, it's on the main channel. And yeah, hopefully that I will succeed in that. I will succeed in that.
Fuck yeah. There you go.
And speak it up. Go watch the year in review as well. I love doing that. I work on it for months at a time and it's out. So go watch it. It gets better every single year because we do better things every single year. Go watch it. Show some support. Show some love. And that's not the only holiday that happened. We filmed before Christmas. So Christmas has passed now. Everybody in the comments, tell us about your Christmas. And what did you all do for Christmas?
Oh, Christmas. I was with family. Mm-hmm. I was with family. I got socks, a hoodie that probably doesn't fit me.
Nice.
And I got these glasses.
Nice.
Yeah.
Baller.
Very baller. Very nice. But overall, calm time.
Yeah.
Calm.
Yeah.
What about you?
I actually had a change of tradition because Gramps has been in the hospital all year. So that kind of forced everything to be different from what we normally do. Normally, we all go to my grandparents. We eat Mexican food, usually tacos, on Christmas Eve. We open all the presents, pretty much, because we just can't wait. We're impatient. We do that. And then the next morning, we go to my aunt's, open their presents, and then that's about it. And so this year, with everything that's been going on, Gramps was in the hospital, then he came home, went back to the hospital, came home, went back to the hospital, and that's where he's been. So we knew we were going to have to do things differently this year. We're perfectly fine with that. And we, Christmas Eve, did we do anything? I don't think we did. No. Christmas Eve, we didn't do anything. Or no, we did. Went to my parents, which we haven't done since I was like a wee lad. Actually, even when I was little, we still came to my grandparents. But we went to my parents, had Christmas Eve dinner, opened presents there. Next morning, went to the hospital, spent Christmas morning with Gramps. He opened his presents. And then we went to my aunt and uncle's and finished there with dinner.
Right on.
Yeah. Cap?
My Christmas, I feel like, started a little bit early because at work we always have a Christmas party.
And as Americans, we're impatient.
First year, we're not getting bonuses. That
those bastards.
Sucked. I know.
Wow.
Yeah. We took them away, but.
Damn. You know.
They'll make all the money for themselves, but they won't share the wealth.
What's the phrase?
Rich keep getting richer.
No, it's my boss makes a dime, I make a penny. That's why I shit on company time.
That's good.
Never heard that before. Good.
But yeah, so yeah, they took away the bonuses, so there was an opportunity to get money, and it's been a tradition like the last 4 years, 3 years, cornhole.
Nice.
So on cornhole, there's like a tape and like certain distance between, if you throw from this length, it's 500, this length, it's 1,000. Got $500.
Nice.
And so did Papa Cap.
Nice.
That fellow won money as well. Everybody was like, father, son, you guys each won money. I'm like,
beautiful.
I have lucky.
Bless.
That's what it is. Well, you talked about some gifts that you got. Let's talk about favorite gifts that we received this holiday season. For me, it was new earbuds because my old earbuds, they were going, bro. They weren't even loud anymore at their highest volume on airplane. Actually, no, not even on airplanes. Anytime there was a quiet part in a song or a quiet part in a movie, or there was nothing playing at all, it would always sound like this.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, so finally new earbuds. So grateful that somebody, I think it was my parents. Somebody in the fam got them for me.
Oh, yeah.
But thankful. Cap?
My mom got me clothes, which actually came in clutch because a couple days ago, I was just down with something. My feet got cold, and like I couldn't like sleep.
Hands, foot, and mouth disease?
No, thank God. No. But like it just affected me for like the whole night, and like I was like, you know, really, really cold. And so then it's actually these pants that I'm wearing right here are the ones that came in clutch.
Nice.
My sister, I'm assuming they're on the way.
oh, I know this.
Post Malone is the most recent three albums. I
on
haven't gotten
vinyl,
them on vinyl,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm waiting to receive them because, you know, shipping, holidays, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's what I got for gifts from my family. So.
Sweet.
And Mobile got me for Secret Santa too. That was a pretty sick gift.
You want to tell him what I got you for Secret Santa?
He gave me one of those padded envelopes, and inside had a note and an envelope, mm-hmm. like a regular standard envelope.
Yeah.
He said, "Read the note first." I'm like, "Okay."
Mm-hmm.
And so I open it, and it says, "Dear Cap, put it on black."
Well, and you are a gambling man.
I am. I'm a big
and you did ask for money.
I know my boy. I know he does his parlays. You know we're waiting for the free dinner at Nobu. I knew me and Austin know what we're gonna get already.
Speaking of free dinners at Nobu, Jasmine, I'm still waiting.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
Whack. Pay him out.
Yeah. After all your beer pong redemptions. Oh, next one. We win this one. It doesn't matter. You lost like seven in a row. So.
Anyways, I know my boy loves betting. He does his parlays. We're waiting on that dinner. How much did I give you?
He gave me $150 $1 bills. He gave me $150 $1 bills, and
nice.
He said, "Put it on black."
Nice.
So we're gonna schedule a day where we go to the casino, and we're gonna gamble with that $150.
Dude, the look that I got from the teller at the bank when I asked to withdraw the money, she's like, "Okay, how do you want it? Big bills is fine." I'm like, "No, I need all ones." Dude, she gave me such a face. She gave me such a face to be like,
"She probably."
I wonder what you're gonna do with that. And I'm like,
"Yeah, okay, I was bro, about like, to say she probably assumes you're going to a strip club."
Oh, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know Cap. We don't know Cap. It's none of our business.
And
he can have fun however he wants with that.
I loved all the gifts that were given to me this year, and I loved the ones that I gave to my fam. But there's one gift. I swear I'm never going to find it. It's going to be the gift that avoids me till I'm gone. This hat.
Oh,
dude,
I know which one it is.
I have been looking for this hat
for
like 4 years. It's never popped up. No one's ever put it on sale. It had its run. I found it after its run. So if anybody sees this hat, I'm putting it on screen. If anybody owns this hat and doesn't want it anymore.
There's a 7 5/8, by the way. 7 5/8.
Either that or 7 3/4. I got to remeasure my head. Because now when I buy 7 3/4, they feel big. But I swear they used to fit perfect.
3/4?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were always a 5/8 guy.
I don't know what I am anymore. I don't know who I am.
I used to be a 7 3/8, and now I'm like a 7.5. Yeah.
The way you asked, like, if anybody has this hat, makes it sound like a lost child or something. If anybody's seen this child,
dude,
or has anybody seen this
criminal?
I would
wear that hat all the fucking time if I could find it.
If anybody has seen this hat, please let me know. Email me, please. Like,
Seriously. The way you
asked.
Really leave a so comment funny. If you've seen this hat. I want it so bad. It's a shiny Gyarados with the Angels logo. It's so sick.
That is pretty fucking baller.
And then on the back, it has shiny Magikarp.
You know what's stupid? My hat ass was going to be like, "Oh, dude, I had that hat, but I only have the colorway in the."
I mean, I have a hat like that. It's
I could just get like a Gyarados like stamp and press it on.
No, dude. Demo World Shiny Sea Dragon Angels Fitted Hat. If anyone has it.
Fitted.
And Cap.
Hi.
You are joining us back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, first of two.
Yeah, ooh. So you came here to yap with us today.
Correct.
And you'll be back to yap next week.
Correct.
But
call
it'll
it a
be
double
a,
cap feature.
It'll be a more focused yap because we are going to the first ever Monday Night Raw on Netflix at Intuit Dome in Los Angeles, California, in the United States on Earth.
On Earth, on Earth, on Earth.
Yes. And not only that, You surprised me. We had an agreement, me, you, and Shortsy, that we were not going to get each other Christmas gifts this year because WrestleMania dented those pockets.
Yeah, that really hurt.
Yeah. So typically we get each other gifts, but we were like, hey, let's take this year off, yeah? Because that was a lot of damage. And then we're like, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Okay, we're going to keep it calm. We're going to WrestleMania. Well, that's good enough. And then Cap, maybe 4 days before Christmas, goes, hey, I got you guys a gift. Well, I hate to break it to you. Remember that agreement we had? I don't have a gift for you.
Yeah, well, I knew that going into getting your gift. But
what a nice guy.
The original gift, too, was... Yeah.
This did not happen, by the way.
I know. The guy I tried to hit up didn't actually like respond in time. He bailed. So I was originally going to get them WrestleMania 39, the commemorative chairs.
Oh, they were going to be 39?
Or
I thought they were going to be for the one we were going to. But 39? Either way, that's dope.
Dude. Yeah, it was the one we went to in L.A. Like our first
yeah.
For you and Shorts. Yeah. But like I said, the guy just never pulled through.
He ghosted.
So I thought the next best thing, like, who's his favorite female wrestler?
We've talked about it on the pod before.
Just a bit, right? Just a bit?
Roxanne Perez.
Let them know. Yeah.
I know you're booed up right now, but like, if there's a day where, you know, sadly you two split.
They're going to say, like, I know you're booed up, so leave them.
I was waiting for that. Off the Field Podcast, Austin Kleshka, just leave a comment, ring the line or something, you know. Follow me. TikTok. Send a DM. Yeah. You know. I'll never know when you two split, but you got to let me know, you know.
The way you just shot your shot.
What am I supposed to do? She's booed up, dude.
Everybody at Roxanne in the comments. Just share it to her. Fucking blow her up.
But
don't blow her up, but like notification.
Anyways, what did you do, sir?
So so I knew I had two ideas in mind, but the one that was more secure was the NXT what's it called? The New Year's Evil. So
Evil.
So I'm thinking, like, I know I can go with Austin, but, like, he said he didn't want to go originally.
That was because I've been spending a lot of money.
So I'm all like, you know, let me ask him why he doesn't want to go. Because if he's not interested, then I got to find somebody to go with. So then he told me, he's like, yeah, just a lot of money being spent. I'm like, oh, so if you could, you would. He goes, yeah. I'm like, perfect. So that's when I bought him, and I told him, I think, what, a couple days before Christmas?
I think on our Christmas special day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I told you it wasn't physical. It wasn't something you can hold. Because I told you, can I like, tell you? He goes, what, you can't wait till it's off on? I'm like, no, it's not physical. So then that's when I told you, and you were very happy.
I am indeed. Thank you very much.
Because of where we're sitting as well.
Oh, yeah. That too.
So we're sitting... Unfortunately, not seat one, but seats 2 and 3. Yeah, because
some loser loner.
I know. He's literally a loner.
He is going to be by himself.
The loner listening to this as a fan.
Like, it's like he said, we have seats 2 and 3 because some guy took seat one.
Yeah, from the ramp. Like, literally where the wrestlers come out.
No.
So they're going to have to bring out the National Guard for New Year's Evil for me and Austin.
Yeah, Trick Willie better watch his ass.
Whoop that trick.
So yeah, the National Guard. He's fighting
for the main title. Or no, he's putting the title on the line.
That's right. Yeah, triple threat.
So is Roxanne. I think Roxanne's going to lose it, unfortunately.
I mean, it might suck because it's your first time watching her wrestle and she lose. So she could blame you, may not get with you because of that reason.
And it's one of those female wrestlers that they brought in that's like crazy talented. And I'm sure they're like, okay, we finally have somebody here that can take the belt off of her. So we're going to take the belt off of her. Unfortunately. And I wouldn't be shocked if Trick loses too.
Wow.
He's wrestling. Well, one of the people he's wrestling is Oba Femi. And that dude is a monster.
Right. Like, isn't he like 7'4"?
He's huge.
He's tall. He's definitely tall.
Not only is he tall, but he's fucking ripped. Jacked.
He is jacked.
His entrance is pretty cool too. Where I like how he walks. He's like,
he's very muscular.
Kinda. He's like going to the beat of his theme.
Okay, I was gonna say like a Teddy Long type cat.
No,
he's like walking to it.
I don't know. No, Teddy Long's more like
it's like almost Jeff Hardy.
No.
Is it more like a little less subtle, like Vince McMahon, the way he like struts, but like I said, a little less motion?
I don't know. I can't do it sitting down. He's just kind of like, and it's like to the beat of his theme.
Okay.
But it's pretty cool, and I wouldn't be shocked. And who's the other guy? It's a triple threat.
Eddie Thorpe.
Isn't that the one that's dating your boo in WWE?
Hey, let's hope he gets his ass beat.
So we already made plans. We're jumping him before the show, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what?
You guys might want to cut that.
Too much.
Okay, yeah, don't want to give away the plan.
Exactly. But I will ask you, please behave.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll try my best. Because I'll be on my best behavior.
You may be escorted if you attempt to. Yeah.
What if I hop the railing? What are they going to do? It's not like they're wrestlers or anything.
Just debut.
Yeah, it's my debut.
On the spot. Shoot. Isn't that when it's improvised? To shoot?
Yeah. I'll just say I'm a part of the show.
Just take the fucking mic from them and be like,
they tried,
this is my beginning.
They tried to grab Gronk, too. Okay. And Gronk's an NFL superstar, and they thought he wasn't a part of the show.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, I'm a YouTuber, I'm part of the show. You don't want to pull a Gronk, do you? Anyway, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
But Monday Night Raw, Triple H, Paul Levesque has hyped this up so freaking much. Like, it's a WrestleMania event. But it's just a Monday Night Raw. But it's not your typical Monday Night Raw. It is first ever one on Netflix after being on USA Network for 32 years.
What a run.
What a run. Made it through my whole childhood of wrestling, all of ours.
Yeah.
And I cannot imagine how crazy this is going to be. We already have some guaranteed matches. Mm-hmm. Jay versus Drew, because Drew's on his whole, I'm taking out everybody in the bloodline that hurt me. who's he got down? He got rid of Jimmy. He just beat... Sammy.
Oh, Sammy.
He just beat Sammy.
Okay.
So now he's going after Jay. Punk and Rollins, most heated feud probably right now or main eventing the night.
What, 10 years in the making?
Right? 10 years in the making. Yeah. I just heard that the last Raw on USA was totally unscripted, their promos.
Oh, wow.
So that was pretty badass. Then we have Rey versus Solo, tribal combat, which means weapons. I love weapons.
I love you, Solo. All
right. How many? Well, you can only go through it one time, but going through the announcer's table, yes or no? Yes. Gotta be yes.
Oh, yeah. It has to.
Okay, who's going through it? I say Solo.
Well, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna say Solo as well, but he's gonna get back up immediately.
Really?
Yeah. So say he like jumps on it, mm-hmm. lays dead for like 5 seconds, mm-hmm. and it gets back up. Mm-hmm. So he gets back up, and then he's just gonna shock everybody. He's gonna no sell landing on the table.
Yeah.
Gets back up and just wrecks havoc. That's exactly what I think. I mean. It's Jacob Fatu.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Samoan werewolf.
Everyone's going to interfere because it's tribal combat.
Exactly.
And what else? John Cena is supposed to, I believe, open the show. With how they're promoing him, it sounds like he's just going to grab a mic and talk. And I think he's just going to open the show. It's the first show, first anything for his 2025 retirement tour.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be amazing. And what else? The first ever women's intercontinental champion will be crowned.
That's right.
One of your favorites, Dakota Kai,
mm-hmm.
is in this match.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I don't think she's winning.
That's what the haters say. You know, that's what the haters
say. If I'm thinking logically, I want Dakota to win.
Thank you.
I think Dakota's underrated.
Thank you.
I think Dakota deserves a championship.
Thank you.
But she's going up against Lyra Valkyria. And I feel like they really have a lot of their tokens on Lyra Valkyria. And they are like, hey, this is the moment where we make you our next superstar, is what Vince McMahon would say.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I do really hope that Dakota Kai wins.
Same.
Because, you know, she deserves it.
What did Shortsy get for you for Christmas? Speaking of Dakota Kai.
Shortsy got me a Donruss Optic... red parallel Dakota Kai autographed trading card. Ooh. Yeah, and I was kind of shocked because he said like, "Hey, I asked for like really fast shipping, and they said they already sent it out. So I guess you got to wait on it." And then literally the day of softball, he says it just showed up today.
Oh wow!
So he gave me the gift. I was very ecstatic, and I had two plans for shortsy, which was, of course, including one of the chairs. And then I had a backup plan. That backup failed. So then I had to go to a backup to the backup. And it's already delivered. Like, I have it in hand to give to shortsy, but I have yet to see him. So if I see him tomorrow, that's probably what I'm going
to
give him.
Do you go to sleep holding it every night?
You know, I want to, but...
What's stopping you?
That is true. What is stopping me? Yeah, really nothing stopping me.
Exactly.
Do it. Do it.
Just put her on the pillow next to you. I know he wants to say some crazy stuff right now.
I'll reserve it right now. But
anyways, one other match that's happening on that Monday Night Raw is Liv versus Rhea. I think Liv's going to lose.
Liv versus Rhea. I mean, I feel like this feud's got to end soon.
It's been going on too long.
It's been going on for a while. Yeah. But the thing is, if she loses it, like, they're just going to go back and forth again.
Just have Liv go, I don't know, bitch slap somebody on SmackDown. Go for Tiffany. That'd be a good rivalry.
That would be a good rivalry. Yeah. But me personally,
also,
I think Liv retains. But yeah.
I don't. I think Rhea wins it back. Anyways, Tiffany still has Money in the Bank.
That's right.
With Triple H talking about how crazy this night is going to be and everything, do you think she cashes in?
Wow.
I've heard rumors that it could happen, too.
You know what?
That's a good arc. That's a really good arc. Are you fucking kidding me? First ever Raw?
I would love to see a cash in, bro. He's already seen one. Lucky.
That is true. First cash in was Randy Orton cashing in on Daniel Bryan SummerSlam, I think 2013, I think, where Triple H turned on Daniel Bryan and pedigreed him while the confetti was still flying. And I didn't expect it, but I did see it.
Wouldn't be shocked if after that match, I feel like
whoever's Liv the winner,
and Rhea are going to beat the hell out of each other. And you're here.
It's Tiffy time.
But if they blue balls us, I swear to God, dude, I am tired of blue ball cash-ins.
What if she just comes out and just stares and is like,
she's already done that like six times. No. And I hate it. It's the worst thing ever. And it makes me forget that there was a Money in the Bank cash-in for the men's already because they wasted it like right away.
To go back on Liv versus Rhea Ripley, your theory makes a lot more sense. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say that Liv loses, Rhea wins, and then if there is a cash-in, then I would say...
Because what would also help that cause, their main problem when Rhea had the title last time was it wasn't believable that anybody could beat her. Mm-hmm. So how do you have her win the title and then lose it immediately? Kick her while she's down. Either way, Tiffany feuding with either one of them would be a good rivalry.
Yeah.
So... I think that's the move, Mr. Levesque. And why don't we make a bold prediction, all of us, for Monday Night Raw, Netflix, something that's not confirmed. So, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll throw a simple one out there. I mean,
I feel like he's going to take mine.
Yeah, we talked about it last podcast, or previous podcast before.
We did.
About John Cena and like where he is, not necessarily in a totem pole, but how do we start his journey to WrestleMania? I think for sure he's probably going to start with that Raw, and he's going to start feuding with somebody. That somebody, I can't make an educated guess. But I think I think his road to WrestleMania will start.
Well, it has to.
It has to.
It has to, because... you're only going to have like 3 months to build to it.
Yeah.
And mine, it's not confirmed. The Rock appears. I am so confident in The Rock appearing because they have promoted him in the trailer for Netflix Raw. And you can't just put him in there and not have him show. Nothing confirmed. Nothing saying he's going to be there. But that trailer in the like last 0.5 seconds of him, you hear finally, and that shows him with the lightning background and everything. So if he doesn't show, I'll be a little disappointed, I'm not gonna lie. Plus I feel like he'll get himself involved somehow in Roman and Solo, whether it's after the match. I don't think it'll be during the match, but you have to start building these WrestleMania storylines. Like, this is road to WrestleMania right now. It is, we sit currently, are there any like matches that you would say are 100% going to happen right now? I would say no.
No. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. Like last year, remember when Punk got hurt? They literally had to like rewrite everything.
So like you have to start building storylines. And I feel like a lot of these storylines are going to get their kickstart on this episode of Raw. So I think something with The Rock, we'll know exactly kind of where they're going to go with that. John Cena, we're going to know where they're going to go with him. I'm sure Punk and Seth are going to have something that carries to WrestleMania. But yeah, I think Rock shows and we finally get some details on where these matches are going to be and what they are going to be. So what do you got?
So I kind of gave Austin my prediction before we started recording with John Cena. He's going to open the show, like you said earlier, but I think he's going to issue an open challenge. Get it started.
Who accepts?
That, I'm going to say the same thing like Mobo. I don't know, but.
Who would you like to accept?
This is what I'm expecting. Literally the next night is New Year's Evil.
Yes.
I'm expecting someone from the NXT roster to like jump on that opportunity.
It would kind of have a John Cena Kurt Angle feel.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought of this as like after Mobo said, I'm like, well, let me add to it. So I think it's going to be somebody from the NXT roster. Cause like I said, New Year's Evil is the next night. Some wrestlers are already going to be in town. Most likely.
What makes you think you have what? Whatever he says.
Yeah. What makes you think you have
with the best in the world or whatever that he says.
Yeah. And then
Ruthless Aggression Netflix. Presented by Netflix. Like all fucking anime shit.
So yeah, I don't know who specifically. I don't think it'd be like Obafemi because obviously he's going to be
Trick Willie.
Trick Williams, maybe. But he is defending the title, so who knows?
Joe Hendry.
Yeah.
Joe Hendry, I mean, from TNA, you never know. Well, I mean,
if he pulls up on Netflix, bro, I believe in Joe Hendry.
But Joe Hendry did say that his dream opponent was, I think, either Cena or The Rock. So you never know.
Hey, I hate to break it to you, Hendry. You're probably not getting The Rock. But Cena, that's possible.
I'm sorry. Hendry versus The Rock would be fucking hilarious.
It would feed generations.
I can't see it, but I
could actually see Hendry versus Cena. It's like he pulls up, he's like, this is my opportunity. And then Cena kicks his ass because he's not a WWE guy. And you can't start Cena off on his retirement tour.
An immediate squash.
Plus, Cena before this is, we're going to see God Cena this year. Because Cena is on like a huge losing streak in WWE currently.
We're getting the five moves of Doom back. Holy shit.
Hey, he might drop a random Hurricane Rana like he when people started remember when people started complaining that he only had five moves and he's like, "Oh yeah?" And then he hit I forget who, but somebody with the Hurricane Rana.
I think it was Punk.
Was
it? Yeah, I think it was Punk cuz then Punk came back with the what's it called the forgot what, but it's basically a tombstone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like a pile driver?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's definitely going to be vlogs on my main channel you guys are going to be able to be entertained by. But yeah, I can't wait. Counting down the days to both of those. And then WrestleMania will be here in no time as well. It's a lot of WWE to start the year, and I'm very excited. And also, one other guy I didn't even notice until I saw an Instagram promo for the show, and the first person in the clip is Randy Orton. Not confirmed to show, but he's in the promo clip. And one of my favorite things is getting to screen the theme songs that I know. That man has avoided us since we've gotten back into wrestling. And I want to scream voices at the top of my lungs. So please, if you're not at Raw, at least have a match at Mania. Please. LA Knight's going to be there.
He is, yeah.
I forgot. That actually has me wondering now. Because they promoted a lot of stars like, hey, we will be at Netflix on Raw, but they're not confirmed for like matches. Like LA Knight, Bianca Belair. Liv's confirmed. The Mysterios and LWO.
Okay.
There's a lot of people. Because I remember I sent it to you guys. I'm like, I don't know how they're going to fit everyone in this one show. But there's some people that are still out there that don't even have a match. But they were in a trailer on their Instagram like, Netflix on Raw, I'll be there.
If anything, then maybe just appear, or it's like their official like roster change from SmackDown to Raw.
Could be.
So, yeah.
Or just a like 10-second backstage promo.
Exactly.
Like on the big screen.
Exactly. Like, you know, the Bloodlines moved to Raw. So
Yeah. Do you think they're going to, because you know how WWE keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller with the screens mm-hmm. and the entrances? Do you think with Intuit Dome, they're going to do something big? Plus, I feel like they're going to change it because it's a new channel, new era. I feel like they're going to spice something up a little bit, a big giant N.
I don't know, actually.
I could see like Raw and then just like the Netflix under it.
They might incorporate the screening on top.
Yeah.
Because I was on Ticketmaster like yesterday. They opened seats to the ramp, like behind, like for your Saturday night main event, like
yeah.
behind it.
So that probably means it won't be that big then.
If anything, they're probably going to be using the screens up above.
Yeah. Personally, I hate the small screens and the long run out tunnel. I hate it. I loved back when Raw had the iron border, Titantron, and then SmackDown had the fist. I miss those days, but
beautiful days.
Soon it'll just be an iPhone.
Yeah, watch along.
It'll just be a whole ass screen.
No, like that'll be the Titantron. It'll be an iPhone just on like a tripod, and then they'll walk out of the curtain.
Remember the Raw after Mania where like they're like, yeah, we couldn't fit it in the budget, but we brought out a TV to show you like your road to WrestleMania. And they literally had to roll a TV on a cart to show Cody like this like promo that they made for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyways, I'm excited for this next topic we're going to cover. This is going to be between me and you, okay?
Oh.
Have you seen the trend where it goes, I can name blah, blah, blah. Or so like I can name two sodas. And then if you think you can name more than me, you go.
Oh, in like a timer, right? Like 30 seconds? 1 minute. Oh, okay. 1 minute. Yeah. Okay. What about, oh God.
So Mobo, can you be our timer?
I'll be the timer.
1 minute on the clock.
Damn. 1 minute.
Okay. I've seen a lot of people do this, and I feel like me and you, only one of us is going to do it because one of us is going to call someone on. Nah, I don't think you can do that. So do you got that minute ready?
I have it ready.
I don't even know what the topic is.
I have it ready.
Captain America. I can name one MLB player.
I can name two.
I can name 10.
I can name 15.
I can name 25.
Whoa.
I can name 30.
I have a number. I can name 40.
I can name 41.
I can name 43.
Did you just go to your number right away?
No.
Okay.
I think I can name 44.
I can name 45.
I don't think you can.
All right. So,
by the way, what was your number?
45.
Yeah.
So okay. With Mobo on the timer.
Do you want to keep track
with your fingers? You have to count.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, all right, is this first and last name, I assume, right?
Just if I can fire it off. So like Trout. Otani. Like,
okay, so if it's recognizable names, that's fine.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go as soon as you
45,
say
45, right? Just to confirm.
45.
I have a minute.
You look at me when you're ready.
Loki, it's not even fair because he's like got a whole like wall of different players that he could
what
just look at.
What are you talking about? There's Trout.
Oh, Hoppy.
Jimbo. There ain't Jimbo. 45.
We'll see.
Anyway.
All right.
I'm actually nervous. Okay.
You let me know.
I really want to do this. Okay.
I'm going to go as soon as you say your first one.
Trout, Logan O'Hoppy, Matt Theis, Nolan Chanwell, Luis Rengifo, Howie Kendrick, Corbin Burns, Clayton Kershaw, Shohei Ohtani, Walker Buehler, Jesus, Anthony Banda, Gavin Lux, Aaron Judge, Jazz Chisholm. Oh my God. Jesus Sanchez, Jackson Chorio, Jackson Holiday, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Kyle Gibson, Adolis Garcia, Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis, Xander Bogaerts, Ha-Seong Kim, Kyle Higashioka, Yu Darvish, Blake Snell, Matt Chapman, Jung-Hoo Lee, oh my God! Juan Soto, Francisco Lindor, Francisco Alvarez, Pete Alonso, Brett Beatty. Oh my God! What a Jeff McNeil.
Time.
What'd I get?
38. I want to
say. Oh my God!
Damn, you were fucking close,
dude. And I told myself before this, I'm like, just name the Angels roster, and I got stuck. Like, I literally was like.
No, I thought what your plan was like name all the angels and then just jump on different teams and just think of as many people as you can. Well, just keep team jumping.
When you're in the moment.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, it all goes out the window.
Yeah.
It all goes out the window. You fucking kidding me?
Yeah. We can try it again, but it'll be you.
Right.
But what's a topic you think you can handle just as well? Man, I'm mad at myself.
Topic?
I want to say maybe baseball cards?
Wrestlers.
Yeah, you could definitely do that.
So,
damn. 45 as well?
Do you think you can do more?
That's going to be tough. You know what? I'll give it a shot. Give it a shot at 45.
Well, how about this? Aim for 45, but you have to beat 38.
Okay, that's
name
fair.
38
that's
players.
Fair.
Okay.
Right. A minute.
All right, Julio, as soon as you say your first one, I'm going to start it.
Right.
It's on you. That way you're prepped.
Okay. Here we go. John Cena, Randy Orton, Stone Cold, Eddie Guerrero, Chavo Guerrero, R-Truth, The Miz, Axiom, Obafemi, Trick Williams, Carmelo Hayes. You got Hardcore Bob Holly, RVD, Big Show, Sabu, Rey Mysterio Jr., Rey Mysterio Sr. You got Edge, Christian, Gangrel. You got Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy, Spike Dudley, Bubba Dudley, Bubba Ray. You got Shelton Benjamin, Elijah Burke, Tommy Dreamer. Jake the Snake Roberts, Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, Bret Hart, Dynamite Kid, Owen Hart, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Natalia, Tyson Kidd, what is that?
35. It was either 35 or 36.
Damn. Dude, it sucks when you got a blank. When you blank, dude, like, you gotta move quick.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta move.
Somebody needed to feel what I was feeling because you hit like a block. You're like,
No, especially because you're like, oh, like, let me think about it, but you're 5 seconds gone.
And then when you're done with it, you immediately start like a flow of a bunch of others.
Yeah, there were some, like, when I was going, I was like, oh, that makes me think of this person.
Like, right now, I literally just thought of Macho Man, Ricky the Dragon.
Bro, you went through a whole era of ECW.
That's why.
I love how he hit Christian, Edge, and I'm like, okay, I see. And he's like, Gangrel. I'm like, oh, we're Attitude? And then he's like, the Hardys. I'm like, okay, we're going TLC. We're going to trickle down to the Dudleys. We're going to go this.
Is there anything you want to take an attempt at?
Yeah, Mo, come on.
Fuck. You know what? A little basic, but let me do car brands.
45 car brands.
I could try.
What sucks is that, like, I feel like you could name a, like, something that it isn't even a brand, but it'll sound like a brand. Like, well, we won't even know. But you know what? We'll trust you. We'll trust you on this one.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
45 car brands?
You count. Yeah. Okay.
Dude, that's
a lot. Yeah.
So I just got clammy thinking about it. Okay.
Right. As soon as you say it.
Okay. Acura, Honda, Toyota, Lexus, Infiniti, Nissan, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Lotus, Elise, well, Lotus, Aston Martin, Austin Healey, oh my God, what? Chevy, Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Fiat, Lancia, Lamborghini, Ferrari, Tacoma, Isuzu, Suzuki, oh my God, this is actually hard.
Yeah.
Damn it. Holden. That's one.
That's one.
Jesus.
Did you say what he drives?
Tesla. How could I forget that? Volkswagen. Volkswagen. Volvo. Volvo Kia. Hyundai. Lucid. Polestar.
Time.
Dude, that was not close. I was probably, I'm going to say like 25.
I think it was 33.
Wow.
Shit.
Fuck, man. I thought I would hate when I had those brain fogs. I was like, shit.
See, that's exactly. It's the panic motor. You're like,
Anyways, damn. Since we went through all those.
That was fun,
by the way.
That was very fun.
Yeah. We went through wrestlers, cars, baseball players. There's a little bit of baseball news. Corbin Burns. I would say shocked everybody.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Shocked me.
Signed with the Diamondbacks.
Doesn't make sense.
No, I was totally caught off guard. I was out at a birthday dinner, and Art goes, Corbin. And he shows me his phone, and I read it, and I'm like, the Diamondbacks? Never even heard they were involved.
But sleeper team.
Whatever it was, 6 years for 210 or something
like
that?
6 years, 210, yeah, with an opt-out after your first 2 years.
Yeah. Interesting.
He got the bag. He got the bag.
Is I don't know if it was the right.
I mean, I don't know if it was a team to get the bag with, but a bag is a bag.
The guy who came over from Japan that didn't throw a single pitch got 100 mil more than that.
Yeah.
And Corbin's proven. I feel like he could have got finessed.
He got his bag. Do you guys think he leaves after the 2 years?
Depends on his performance.
His performance and how the team does.
Yeah.
Because if they don't make the playoffs, like, at least one of the 2 years, I see him opting out.
Yeah. They got a solid
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're contending.
Yeah.
It's just, can they keep it?
Yeah.
Who knows? Keep it strong, I guess.
If I'm sucking, I ain't opting out.
Pause.
All right, bro. But I'm not opting out, bro. You got me for 4 more years under big money? I'm staying here. Screw you.
But think about it like this, though. What if he has a Cy Young caliber campaign on the second year of his deal? Don't you think he could get a bit more?
Yeah, that's why you opt out. But if I'm sucking, then I'm...
Oh, yeah. The Giolito route, right? Where he had, like, I think Tommy John or something.
Or the Jordan Montgomery route, where same team.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you talk shit on me now? I'm going to stay here. I don't think I will.
That's like every Angels player that we've ever been like, we should maybe trade him. We should get rid of him. Nah, I'm going to stay and I'm going to suck.
Speaking of the Angels,
ooh,
there are some top free agents left that have been tied in conversations to the Angels, specifically two. And I want to go through and ask which one we'd rather have. There's Ha-Seong Kim and there's Anthony Santander, who have both had small articles, rumors, linked to the Angels. For me, I'd rather take Ha-Seong Kim. Utility, he can play second, third, short. Could probably put him in the outfield if you wanted. And he's a gold glove caliber player. His bat is solid. And yeah, I'll take Ha-Seong Kim over Santander.
I'm probably going to piggyback off of that. I feel like we need a good utility guy.
Especially we have a few. Rengifo.
That's what I'm saying. Like we need some kind of, you know, train. Oh, wait. We have Rengifo.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about Rengifo.
Dude, I forgot about Rengifo.
Oh, well, don't forget about him.
All right,
but... What about you? Who would you rather have?
I feel like Santander is a great bat. Obviously, Artie Moreno loves signing bats.
He does. Outfield bats, too.
But the problem is, though, you have Joe Adell.
Yep.
You have Mike Trout.
Taylor Ward.
And Taylor Ward. Taylor Ward is, you know, being rumored about being shipped. So yeah. I feel like we would only get Santander if we trade away Taylor Ward. And plus, Soler is the DH.
Yep.
So, are they going to platoon or like DH and...
That's my other worry. I don't want Mike Trout in the outfield. I want Mike Trout DHing.
If he keeps him healthy, I agree.
Yeah. So...
You wouldn't even give him the chance of playing left or right?
Maybe, but like...
If he's comfortable with it.
Yeah, and I just would rather have him DH, but like Soler in the outfield just scares me.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen his fielding, and then we'll be the show. We got an idea.
I love how it's always like gold hitting, and then the fielding common.
Yeah, I don't want to see that happen. But Santander, look, he had a good year. He hit a lot of home runs.
He did.
He had 40 plus.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people did not look at his batting average. He had 40 homers, but he batted like 230, 240. Like, I'd rather have a solid everyday player like Ha-Seong Kim on our team. And will it really propel us? Probably not.
It'll give us hope.
There's a lot of work that needs to be done. A lot.
Quite a bit.
To give my official answer, I would say Ha-Seong Kim because we've lost infielders due to injury.
Oh, yeah.
So
we have one that I'm pretty sure injures himself so he doesn't have to play every year.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rendon.
Didn't you post that in your story? He got hurt
opening Christmas gifts.
That's right.
It's already started.
Is he out for all of spring training?
No, he's out the whole season.
Oh, whole season.
And
paper cut.
And cardboard the first cut. Half of the following season.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that guy.
You know,
can you please leave?
I actually like him. I want to give him a chance. We've given him plenty of chances.
But I was going to say it's been like 4 years.
Yeah, but but you know what? We just got to do the standing ovation again.
Yeah, would that work for like a week until he got injured?
Yeah.
Anyways, that is all we have for today, ladies and gentlemen. And I cannot wait to talk next week on episode 99 because it's going to be a lot of events, a lot of fun, and I don't even know what we're going to see, but I'm sure we're going to be very excited to talk. So thank you so much for yapping with us today.
Thank you very much for the invitation, boys. I appreciate it a lot.
Did you say Muchos Groceries?
No. Muchos Groceries. Yeah, well, he knows where it's from.
All right. All right. So, yeah, like this. Subscribe to Off the Field if you haven't already. We post the audio on Spotify and Apple 7 a.m. every single Thursday.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video on YouTube is up Friday 7 a.m. So make sure to have the notification bell on. Like, comment, subscribe. Let us know. Follow Captain America at Captain America from Softball on Instagram. Follow Austin Kleschka at Austin Kleschka on Instagram.
And
TikTok.
If you are listening through the video version, there's one person specifically that is listening. That's you, Shortsy. So what's up? How's work?
Hey, let me know.
Hey, so what do we all? You want to say one thing to him? I know he's listening on Friday.
Let me see.
I also want to say because we asked him to join us to talk about Raw and NXT, and he said, "Oh, I can appear on Thursday." The video, or the episodes go up on Thursday. So how are we gonna record it and post it on Thursday?
Him like, I can meet Thursday night. Yeah,
I can meet you at 2 a.m. Yeah, no, Shortsy. You know the schedule.
No, no, no.
Why would you? No. Anyways, yeah, get back to work.
Can I add one last thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rest in peace, President Jimmy Carter.
Oh.
He unfortunately passed not too long ago. Yeah. And one crazy fact.
He made it to 100.
Made it to 100. That's right.
Triple digits.
Yeah.
He got to see Babe Ruth play and lived to see the Hawk tour. Only a few people in the world can say that.
I'm sorry. You said he saw
Babe Ruth play
and he was alive just in time for Hawk Tua.
Correct.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
And one other thing I want to add to that. This is a funny TikTok I saw. Obviously, RIP everything. Oh, my camera stopped. One other thing I want to add to that Jimmy Carter thing. Obviously, rest in peace. But I saw a TikTok. You know, on Legos, it says ages 3 to 99.
Oh, because he aged out.
I saw somebody go, where is he? And he's like, he's in there. He goes into this room, and he's like, I just want to play. You just hear an old voice, and he's just like, I don't want to play with my Legos. He's like, no, Jimmy. And he grabs the box, and he's like, what does it say? And he's like, I just want to play with the Lego Batmobile. And he's like, you have my Batmobile? Give me my Batmobile. He's like, 99. 3 to 99. I just thought that was funny.
It was funny.
Yeah. All right. See you next time.